Are you interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity, related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.
And weight loss with Iveem, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveem makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveem. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
Producing Peptide Bite. It's the first daily natural vitamin to help support a reduction in the major side effects of GLP-1s. Peptide Bite supports fatigue, nausea, GI side effects, and promotes better metabolism. It is third-party tested, made in the USA, in a FDA-certified facility. Peptide Bite is a game-changer all-in-one daily supplement. Pharmacist and physician formulated to be safe and effective. Use code PLUS20 for 20% off at zennutrients.com.
Time for a change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
Have any trouble navigating coping skills in your life where you use food, alcohol, or other drugs, shopping, gambling, sex, or if you are obese and you're wondering what medical solutions are available to you, or if you have children that are overweight and you're wondering what to do about it? I highly recommend that you listen to my new podcast, The Easy Way Out with Dr. Joy Bracey. I've lost 165 pounds over the last 16 months, and it's been an emotional journey more than anything. Easy Way Out started as a podcast about whether or not I should have weight loss surgery to handle my chronic obesity, but it ended up in places I did not expect. My personal favorite episode is Shut Up Fatty, and it's with my daughter and my son, who are now adults, and we covered what it was like for them to grow up in a fat family and how I handled the fact that they were overweight and what I could have done better as their mom. You'll be tearing up one second and cracking up the next. You can find The Easy Way Out with Dr. Joy Bracey anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the Flip Side Podcast. Yay. Jernine, how are you?
I am.
You look windblown.
Yes, because I was literally flying back to
you. Just flew in, literally.
Literally.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
And I felt like I was flying through the airport so I could
get
back home, but it's no place like home. And it's no place like being here with you gals.
That's right.
Gals. I say gals.
Yeah, gal.
It's fine.
This is Joja. We can say that.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. She, her.
Hey, Kat. How you doing?
Hi. How are you guys?
I got me a little sniffle, so you're going to see my trusty teepee over here.
That's all right. I've had post-nasal drip for like 2 months, so I get it.
Oh, yuck.
Everybody's been sick for like the past 2 months. It's like they have a cough that just won't go away. The sniffles that are just here to stay. That
rhymes. We had the flu for Christmas. It was a good gift.
I'm glad I got my flu shot this weekend. I'm feeling so much better today.
No. That's good. I heard it knocked you on your butt because you got that plus COVID, right?
Yeah.
Got a shot anyway. Yeah.
I'm a boss.
She did. What is it? Just like you guys are like, hey, I'll just pay once. And like, I don't get it. I ain't getting it mixed together.
My arm feels like I got a tetanus shot.
I bet it does. But, my God.
I just felt chilled and exhausted. That was it.
Yeah.
But this morning, I still felt kind of weird, so I didn't go work out. And but now I just made it. I made a TikTok about my Rick James t-shirt.
I saw
the Rick James t-shirt.
Oh, I can fit it again. Hasn't fit in 20 years.
That's amazing. I bought my favorite top, and now I don't know if you guys know, but I'm obsessed with this top. Like those who can watch. I have it in every color they have. It just got restocked. It's Polar, my favorite tops. They're my favorite tops because they're oversized and they're straight size. So I can wear like regular human size clothes. Like, you know what I mean? Like regular, you know what I mean by regular sized human, right? Like the average.
I get it.
Yeah. Average folk. Like I can walk into an Ender store. Anyway, I like it. I love the pole stuff because it's just like super unique. And I have it in every color. So this season on the podcast, you're going to see this shirt in every color, including the pink one. Oh, I got two pink ones.
I like that gray one that you.
This is the green one.
The green. There's a gray one.
This is green. The gray one I wore on last season. I don't care. I love it. Like that, you know, that TikTok trend. Like if I like it, I'll buy it a different color. Hey.
That's you, huh?
But I am pretty darn sure because when I bought it before and it was out of stock, it was actually a large, and I've since then lost 20 more pounds, and now I think I can wear a medium. So I think I'll keep the large because I love it. I know. But keep in mind, it's oversized, right? So
yeah,
you know, it's just I love it. It's cute. Here's the thing: as a plus size lady, I find that there is just not a lot of like. I feel like I walk into a room, and if there's somebody else plus size, a lot of times we're wearing the same clothes. You know, and so I like the pull stuff that comes from the boutiques because I can wear it and I feel like I look more unique, you know, and I'd like to stand out for something other than my boutique. You know, I want to look cute.
That's a good idea.
Cute. I want to look cute like the Kardashians cute. You know how they always say that? You look cute. I just did a video for the for those jeans, the Good American jeans. I was like, you look cute. That's what they say to each other when they see each other. Like,
and the vocal fry.
Glam. You look
the vocal fry. Yeah, like you're like, yeah.
Oh my god!
Right. I love any Kardashian trending sound. I think
they're funny. Hilarious. I know. I do too. My husband hates that I do, but I'm like, they're so entertaining.
They are.
I didn't say I want to be their best friends. I'm just saying they're very.
Their madness is just like,
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
What are they up to now? Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So people that if you're new here, like go back and watch the first two seasons, please. Thank you. But if you want to stay, that's cool too. But I'm Kim, and this is the Plus Sides Podcast. I'm the founder and host or something, and Kat's the associate producer and host or something, and JT is a business development person and host, and you know that's what we do here. I've struggled with obesity since I was a little girl.
Since I was eight, I was my first diet at 8 years old. My binge eating disorder, so I don't have to abbreviate it here. My binge eating disorder started there. A lot of disordered eating for me. And when I got to a certain dose of GLP-1 medications, my food noise turned off like a switch, and I have not had any binge eating anything in 17 months. And that is the longest I've ever gone. It is life-changing. My obsessive anxiety is gone. And when you are sick your whole life and then you are better, all you want to do is shout about it. And luckily there was a community here on TikTok and many people that were thrilled to do the same, you know? And so we're trying to get loud and change things on this podcast. We figure we'll be in the thorn of people's side soon enough. We're part of some telehealths and stuff, trying to change the way that, you know, our community is treated in healthcare going forward. We're trying to move some sort of needle. And in the meantime, we get messages that we're changing lives. So that's what we try to do here. And we're glad to have you along for the ride. I want to make sure that I get Kat an opportunity to tell her quick spiel and JT too.
Your spiel. Struggled with obesity all my life. I like myself as a plus size fitty, fat fitty. I like to own that word. I've always loved fitness, did a lot of sports. But now it's amazing. I feel like my exterior is starting to match how I feel on the inside when I work out. I feel fracking amazing every time.
Fracking.
Every time I have a workout. Although I will say it's not I don't like wake up and be like, yes, I love it. Cause I do love it when I'm doing it, but let's be real.
Sure.
You can't just get up and be like unicorns and rainbows every morning.
Some people are like that though. I wonder about their brain.
Get off your butt. Sometimes some mornings I'm like, get off your ass.
I don't believe you. I'm telling you, I have many, many. Whenever they like are like, oh yeah, jump that into the gym, like
ever. My roommate upstairs. He'll tell you. No, there are times he was, and sometimes I'll be like, you haven't had a workout in 2 days. I need you to be happier. So can you go?
I love it.
Oh my god.
Hey JT, who are you? What you doing? How are you? What's up? I know you flew in.
I love that.
Tell me about who you are.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, It's cute.
Thank you. This is an honor. You know, I don't wear red much.
It's a shame. It's kind of your color. It's like, bam. You should wear it more often.
Well, I mean, thank you. But next month is Valentine's Day.
And it's Heart and Health Month.
It's American Heart Health Month.
That's right.
So.
I knew you would bring it home.
In response to that, because every February I get into February and I start scrambling for something red to wear that shows a heart, I was actually ahead of the game this year.
Oh, yeah, good. You are.
And I got
you. I have a pink shirt. I have two. I'm going to pretend like that makes me ahead because I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. Well,
pink works.
Well, I mean, pink always works.
Right? But, always. Clearly.
But I said I would wear red because heart health is so important.
Yeah, it is now so I'm going to have to get red. You made me think about it.
And especially with obesity and other comorbidities.
Yeah,
that's right.
We have to be very vigilant about it.
We do.
So that in honor of those two heart holidays.
Round of applause.
Thank you. I'm wearing a red sweatshirt.
Cool. I love it. All right. Thank you. So we'll get started. Enough with the shenanigans. Although many of you love the shenanigans. And those of you who are still here, you're the diehards.
Here for the shenanigans.
You're here for the shenanigans. That's right. And we love you. All right. Moving on.
Diehards. Thank you.
We have a community guest tonight. And we have a doctor that is an obesity doctor, and we will talk more about how and why all of these things that many of us are experiencing are happening, you know, because there's actually reasons in science and maths and all those things behind it. And so, like, we want to understand them, and we want you to understand them too. So today Our community guest is Jack.
What's up, Jack?
Jack! Hey, Jack! What's you're on Jack? Mute, friend. You're on mute.
Hi, guys. Sorry.
Hi. Hey, listen, Jack. It just so happens that you have a cup that looks like mine. And this cup, if you purchase it and you use the code +10, it goes towards your favorite community podcast that is all done by donations. I
love it. It's my favorite cup. I use it every day.
I love it too. This is my family. I have you know, because you have families, you know. This one's great though. It's a good family. Yeah. So you can get people be hurting people over these real Stanleys lately and stealing stuff. Like, relax, it's just a cup.
Protect your Stanley.
Crazy.
Well, because it's worth it. I mean, I think it's test of time. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched that movie, that show Yellowstone, but like he uses a Stanley, like, for, and I'm like, they've been around since, like, I don't know, forever, 60s or something crazy. Yeah. Probably longer than that.
But Kim.
Yes.
Kim is Jack Cat. Kat, I think you already know this, but Jack, Kim is not the person to talk you out of buying a Stanley.
No, she
influenced me. And I said, this cup is really big.
Yeah.
And that's not Kat. But I said, Kim, this cup is huge. My arm hurts. You know what she told me? You'll get used to it.
And wow. Did you?
Yes.
And did you? And literally. Also, you're building, you know, muscles while you're at it. You're like drinking your water.
I love it. Muscles.
I said the other day, people need to stop carrying Stanleys around and just carry Brita filters. It's not enough water. You need more.
That's about how heavy they are. Isn't it?
Point.
They are heavy though, especially the nice ones that are all MJ'd up. You know,
I know.
That's what we're gonna call it from now on. MJ'd up. It's like cowboy up, but not.
I like this. You know, I toggle between this one and our plus size water bottle.
I know. Look, I know. Now we're on 12.5.
You all have the same one. I have the blue one. I like this color.
I like it too.
I like that too.
But we were all on 10.
We were all on 10 when it was.
Yeah. And now Kat's on 15, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
She's on the
Big
upper
Daddy.
Room.
She's double room. What you're on, Jack. That's some crazy
but
stuff.
But you know, like when people get like food aversion and all that, I don't have that. I don't. I got my little plate of filet mignon right here.
See, Lydia just started to realize the food aversion on 15. She was like, is this what you've been talking about? Like, yeah, boo. I've had this forever.
I mean, once in a while. I mean, like,
not in bacon.
Sit on 10.
Like, yeah, you hit a wall fast. But you know what? I think it's, I have a high thyroid, so I think that's part of it. My thyroid, I take medication to slow it down. I always thought that was really like the BS. Mm-hmm. I told a doctor once, I was like, how is it that I have a high metabolism, but I'm obese? This is some bull crap. But
it isn't. You know what we'll do? We'll have to ask our special doctor guest.
Oh, very good question.
Yep. Special doctor guest, if you're listening, we will be asking that question.
I believe that the special doctor guest knows all things.
I think so. I feel like that's probably true. Yeah.
All things.
Anyway, something we do on our podcast is we offer you to take the space unfiltered and uncut and uninterrupted because Kat and I mute now.
Well, shut up.
We mute now. So yep. You can tell us your story.
We're on mute right now.
So you want me to start from the beginning?
From the beginning of Jack.
Okay. Yeah. So like...
Let her rip.
1600 BC. I'm just kidding. So when I was born, I was born premature and I had RSV. I was really sickly as a baby. I had a lowered immune system. So I was in and out of the hospital constantly. So the first entire year of my life, because my parents only had vaulted ceilings everywhere else in the house, I had to stay in the closet. Foreshadowing. That's crazy, right? Because it was the only ceiling that had flat ceilings. And so I had to do that because I needed a dehumidifier to help with my lungs. So my entire childhood, I was really sick. I was on high doses of prednisone, on and off steroids constantly, which I think at a young age really had an effect on my eating habits, not only, but my metabolism as well. So growing up, I was obese. I always struggled with food. I always struggled with my eating habits. But I was always in sports. I did soccer. I did football. I did all the sports. So, going into middle school, I had an issue where I went to eat, and I had always had issues with swallowing, but I went to go eat a piece of chicken, and a piece of chicken got stuck in my throat and it was lodged. So we had to go to Scottish Rite in Atlanta, the Atlanta Children's Hospital. And well, actually, take a step back. My mom was like, it'll pass. It'll go through. Like, it's okay. So the entire night, I was able to breathe, but I wasn't able to, like, drink anything. It would just come right back up. I wasn't able to swallow. It just was stuck there. It was like a lump in my throat. So went to Scottish Rite. They removed the chicken. They put me on fluids, but they had such a issue with trauma that day that they weren't able to get me in for surgery. So I had to wait till that following morning. So now I'm 2 days out from having a piece of chicken stuck in my throat, and all I've had is fluids, and my parents are eating Boston Market in front of me, and I'm so jealous. It's like the worst thing that you can eat in front of me. I love Boston Market. And so they removed the chicken, and they diagnosed me with eosinophilic esophagitis, which is an autoimmune condition that causes swelling in the esophagus. So that's just a part of my story. Going into high school, I was over 300 pounds, dealt with a lot of bullying, dealt with a lot of the typical stigma that comes with being obese and the hardships of being obese. And coming out and also being closeted as a coping mechanism, food becomes that thing that kind of fills that. I got tissues, guys. I had to get them.
I've got you. Okay. Everything's okay.
So it like got out of high school, and I really started to work out very seriously. I got with a personal trainer, and then she suggested that I do CrossFit. So I was doing CrossFit, and I kind of got like addicted to it. And it almost became like an unhealthy addiction, because I was doing it twice a day. I was restricting my calories. I wasn't moderating. I was depriving my body. And, so I lost a ton of weight. I'm about at the weight where I was when I lost all of my weight. I was working out a lot, and I wasn't eating properly. I lost 140 pounds. I got to 200 pounds, about where I'm at right now. And, over time, what I was doing just wasn't sustainable. I could tell the toll that it took on my body, and I slowly started to gain weight back. Getting into a relationship, and we enjoy cruising, and we indulge in good food, and you know, it just, what I was doing wasn't sustainable. So I ended up gaining a large portion of the weight back. So I got back up to 255 pounds. And then that's when I went to go talk to my doctor. She ran blood panels and found that I was hyperlipidemic. And that I was in the pre-diabetic range. So from that conversation that I had with my doctor, she suggested that I try Contrave for the disordered eating, and that would work as step therapy towards getting a GLP-1 medication, because we knew that the medications were more expensive and that they weren't going to approve it without step therapy. So I did Contrave for about 3 weeks, and I got so sick and nauseous, and I was just really ill, and it made me feel so loopy. I was just not myself. I was really out of it. So after doing that, she fought for the appeal. They did it off-label for Mounjaro, And with the autoimmune condition, eosinophilic esophagitis, hyperlipidemia, and prediabetes, I was approved in like 4 hours. And so that was really awesome. I got very lucky because it was before Zepbound came to the market, because I probably would have had a lot more issues. But I got a 3-year prior authorization from my insurance, which was absolutely amazing. So I've been on since August, and I have lost 54 pounds. I'm 1 pound away from Wonderland. And so I am super excited about this journey. I just recently started sharing a lot more and trying to be more involved in the community, because this medication has really changed my relationship with food, but it's completely 180'd my health. And I just have like a whole new mindset. When you're constantly not thinking about the next meal, the anxiety that is taken off your back is absolutely freeing. And I just want other people to have access. So that's really what I want to aspire to help people get.
That's awesome, Jack. I love it. I will say, like, I love your lives. And like, when you would come to my life, it's like the joy, because you were just the funniest. Oh, and the closet joke was so good.
That was fantastic, Jack.
That was poetry, baby. That was good stuff.
Yeah, I was like, how didn't you know, Mom? You put me in there.
It was really hard not to bust out laughing, but I kept it in. Yeah. Oh. I stayed on mute.
That was great.
This is why Kat and I have to stay on mute, because we will be like, oh, really? Oh my gosh.
We'll do that.
Yeah. You'll be here like spilling your guts, and we'll be like, oh my God, because we're bad.
And I understand that, because that Boston Market cornbread.
Ooh, I'm here for the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Right in front of me.
Thanksgiving.
I was starving.
Just wrong.
Carrots.
I would have taken anything. I hadn't eaten in 2 days. I would have eaten
poor
anything.
Kid. What about the carrots?
I mean, I can make carrots anywhere. Mashed potatoes need love, you know? Mashed potatoes in my spirit. It's like the thing.
And Jack, and of course, while you were talking, my nose, and I'm just like, let me just get off. But yeah. I do like Boston Market, but you all really need to try the carrots, though. I don't know what they do.
Everything is pretty tasty.
It's all good.
It really is.
Oh, the cream spinach. Stop it, y'all. I haven't eaten
all of it. All of it.
I have a dupe recipe for the cornbread that is requested by my niece and nephew every Thanksgiving.
I would like the gluten-free version of that one. I don't know. I can't eat any of that stuff anymore.
You need the gluten.
I can't eat the gluten.
Cornmeal doesn't have gluten in it, right?
Yeah. Cornmeal. I mean, those delicious ones. The reason they're delicious is because they have wheat in them. Wheat is anything that tastes delicious has wheat.
The challenge is on, Kim. Let me figure this out.
I'm game, because your cupcakes, the ones that you made for the shower, you made me gluten free ones. Those tasted good. Those were delicious.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And Joanna brought some home
for my birthday. That's the picture.
Our anniversary party, right? Did I?
Yeah.
I gave you some.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I had that, which is really cool, because I was obviously very sick, remember? And I didn't get to go to a birthday dinner, and I missed Thanksgiving and everything, so I didn't get a birthday anything. But I has your cakes, and I put a little candle in it and sang myself a song.
It was so cute.
I know that sounds bad, but
adorable pictures.
It was cute pictures. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to Jack. Hey, Jack. This is what happens when you have your friends on the show.
The best closet joke.
Thank you so much for sharing with that. I think that I for sure remember that. Well, I remember the other day when we were on your live, remember you said something about being premature and how many people came in your live that were preemies. And I'm like, the algorithm knows.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Tons of people came in that were premature.
I told this story on my live a few times about when I first found the community, and the first person that I found was JT. And I didn't know anything about GLP-1 medications, but she was talking about it, and I was in her live for like 3 hours. And then I just wanted to like find more content. So I went to the search bar and I typed GLP, and then I typed Monjiro. I spelled it M-O-N-J-I-R-O because I didn't even know how to spell it. But I just wanted more. I just wanted more content. I wanted to find it. So I just thought that that was like a nice little tidbit.
That is nice. Awesome. I know. I love it.
It's I mean, Jack, I mean, especially when you're on live and we're connecting, like e-connecting. And when I started seeing your name, I kept asking myself, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And then when you said you were from Georgia, you lived in Georgia, I'm like, oh, okay, great.
I totally thought Jack was an old man. I did.
Me too.
And then he started posting stuff, and I was like, he's a youngin'. He's like a Gen Z.
When we met him at the influencer event, the Atlanta meetup, I literally was like, did you see it was Jack?
He's so cute.
The cutest. Sorry, we can't help it, man. You're just adorable. It's like it is what it is. It's not because you're young. It's just because you're adorable. We're so glad to have you here.
Tiffany talked about Mr. Wrinkles, but I have Milo. And he's just cuddling with me.
Milo keeps you toasty from the Manjaro cold. Oh,
exactly. My goodness. He's just cuddling. He's not happy that I did that, but
that's okay.
Well, I'm so glad. I want to make sure that you had time to say everything that you wanted to say. But we would love for you to stay on with us. We are going to invite on Dr. Holly Lofton.
Awesome.
And we're going to ask her all the questions in the land. And if you want to ask questions, you can too. Awesome. I know specifically, and we'll talk a little bit about it, but Dr. Lofton has shared that she had obesity in childhood. So I just thought between you and me and Kat, like, we may want to touch on that a little bit more, you know?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Let's invite her in. Hi, Dr. Lofton. How are you doing?
There she is.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hi, Dr. Lofton.
Hi. I was listening backstage. We have more things in common than I knew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Before we get to the questions, let me rattle some of those off. So, one, I'm from Atlanta.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Atlanta. Yeah. Childhood obesity.
Mm-hmm.
My dentist actually was next to Scottish Rite Hospital. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So this is the thing about Boston Market. I went to school in Boston and they had lots of Boston markets and I'm vegetarian. My favorite thing was the mac and cheese, but I had to stop eating it because it contains lard. That's why everything is so good.
Oh yeah, because lard.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not, their vegetables are not vegetarian. Unless they changed that. That was a while ago, but.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it.
Oh yeah,
it tastes the same.
Tallow in there. Wow.
Oh no,
that's how. Like, I think that's what they are.
What about the apples? Is there lard in the apples? Because those are good. Those cinnamon apples.
I didn't look at the ingredients. I was looking to see why are these so good. Why is this so good? And it said lard.
Because lard. Because lard. So there's two things that make things delicious: lard and gluten. You put them together. That makes sense. Well, we're so glad to have you. If you could tell our audience a little bit about who you are and how you help people, we'd love that.
All right. So I won't go back to 1600 BC. We'll start like somewhere in the 80s. So I grew up with childhood obesity. Long story short, I went to some community-based program meetings that just remain nameless with my mom in the summertime between sixth and seventh grade. And I utilized those recommendations to really lose a significant amount of weight. And I felt the impact of that socially when I went back to school, seventh grade. I felt like I was treated as if old Holly had died, a new person was born, and I sort of vowed to try to, one, keep this weight off for the rest of my life, and two, help other people feel this way. So that is why I'm a board-certified obesity medicine specialist, and I did fellowship in nutrition and obesity medicine. I also see patients for weight gain, so just so you know, I can see anyone. I see weight loss, weight maintenance, and weight gain, so anyone can come to me. And I've been doing this for about 15 years. I practice at the NYU Langone Weight Management Center in Manhattan, and I love what I do.
Awesome. Awesome.
Amazing.
Can you guys still hear me? I feel like I lost my audio.
We can definitely
hear you.
Great. Lovely. Yes, feel great. Goodness.
Sound great.
Thanks. Good. I'm glad we fixed it. Anyway. Hey, Kat. I think you have a question.
We got the question. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. So obesity treatments being seen more and more as holistic, like the whole person. Fitness, mental health, and nutrition. How significant is depression in treating and preventing obesity?
Well, I'll start with answering that question by broadening it a little bit and just say mental health issues overall, because there is a spectrum. So there's what we call dysthymia, where you just have kind of a general lowering of your mood. And we all go through this sometimes. Something happens, we get a little depressed for a short time, yeah, and then time goes on and gets better. Depression itself, you know, the clinical condition that can be inherent, can be genetic, can be also environmental, but generally lasts longer than dysthymia. But we also have other mental health issues such as bipolar, anxiety, mm-hmm, and these things can really be mixed. So I really believe that stress management as well as managing mental health conditions is very important when assessing someone's need for obesity management, because if we don't have control over mood and also internalize not only the weight bias that we experience, uh-huh, from the outside, we can get, you know, that can cause us to have, as we mentioned earlier, Jack, you know, eating our emotions, you know, seeing futility in even treating the weight condition. So I screen all my patients for mood disorders, especially at initiation, but every time we come in, because if we're not getting the management of mood and stress, we're really going to have a limit on how much we can do from a weight management perspective long term.
Right.
Yeah. I was curious about, so, you know, we talked about the mental health piece is something for sure I struggle with. I was diagnosed with bipolar, but I was actually, I think maybe not. I don't think that's actually, honestly, now so many years later, 20 something years later, I think that's what I had. I think I've just always had obesity, and I think it contributed to a lot of things. And I had also been assaulted in college, and it was right after that. I think it was just trauma and stuff like that. So I think it's easy to be kind of misdiagnosed. But it's, I think that's also like a diagnosis that I think that we maybe don't screen for enough or like thoroughly enough. Like it was, I mean, I got that diagnosis like that. Like I walked out of that office that day, first day with that diagnosis, but I definitely always struggled with anxiety. And I can't even, like, honestly, the fact that I'm here and like on a podcast and all the things, like, it's kind of crazy because, but since this medicine, that obsessive, like constant worry and thoughts, that turned off like a switch for me. And, it wasn't any other medications. And trust me, cause the bipolar diagnosis, I've been on tons of them, like tons of them. And honestly, the one that made me gain so much weight was Depakote. And that was before they had approved Lamictal. And Lamictal, I wish they had let me take it off label, cause maybe I wouldn't have gained all this weight, you know? Mm-hmm. But I've talked about it a lot on the show, but it just seemed kind of relevant to the point. But I think that like the mental health piece is so important. And it's not like I think this is the end all be all, but I do think that the medicine has put me in a place, if it makes sense, to be able to receive therapy and, you know, if you will, cognitive behavioral type of, I don't know, suggestions. I'm not sure if that's the right way to put it. But I've like just things I've been able to do with my relationship with food. Like, do I really want that? No, I really don't. Stuff like that. I've never been able to gear shift like that before. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what it is. And I have yet to find anybody that really has a clue. And then maybe there's not anything that's concrete about it, but I can't help but wonder, like, do you know? Like, do you know what it is that that so many people have had improved mental health when they take these medications outside of just losing weight and feeling better, which often happens, right?
Yes, losing weight, feeling better, getting compliments, your self-reassurance, new clothes, all these things people really like. But there is some evidence that really came to light when they started to investigate what happens in animal models. So this is not in humans. They didn't chop up the human brains, but they did animal models. Sorry, right. Mice.
Sorry, Mike.
At what happens to dopamine levels in the brain when you're taking GLP-1s. And one, the response to previously enjoy food. I'll say comfort foods, right. Also call them hyper palatable foods, your favorite food, and that differs for everyone. The dopamine response is dulled. So there's less. So the favorite food is just not as exciting anymore, or one bite's enough and the rest don't really matter. So that can really happen. And it's thought that that shift in response to hyper palatable foods or comfort foods somehow affect dopamine so that we just feel better. And that can make someone more responsive to the therapy. And I have seen a trauma psychologist come to me and state that one of her patients on Mounjaro was able to open up in one session and receive the therapy in a way that it previously was taking that patient a year to really make changes in that one session. So I think we'll learn more about that to come, but there's likely, you know, we have these GLP-1 receptors in the brain and the brain is very complex. So that's part
indeed. Of the that's awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And maybe also think about, can I jump in? ADHD, a lot of adults that are undiagnosed or they find out they have ADHD later on in life. I guess, how does that differentiate when you talk about mental health and coming in with the testing with your patients, initiating that? I guess, what would be the fine line between ADHD and binge eating versus the Mounjaro or the GLP-1 that also helps? Do sometimes those medications, like if you take a ADHD?
Oh, you mean like with Vyvanse? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Because that's FDA approved for I think, PED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you see it? Do you see the ADHD medication having like going by the wayside and just using the Mounjaro, or do we use both in concert or just therapy for ADHD and Mounjaro? Does that make sense?
It does. So a couple of points here. So it is possible to take medications that are stimulants for ADHD and still have a weight problem. Mm-hmm. So it's not like these meds are, they're not speed. I want to put that out there. Like, these are speed. They are not. They work in a way where they stimulate your norepinephrine and your serotonin to a degree, similar to how a phentermine would, but it's a different mechanism the way it affects the brain. It's sort of counterintuitive. You're like, how is something that's a stimulant going to calm me down from overthinking things? That I never really fully understood, I'll tell you, but it works. But I find that with ADHD, man, let's say we're using Adderall or Vyvanse, sometimes it creates this pattern where the patients, the drug has to wear off so you'd be able to go to sleep at night. So what happens is patients sometimes aren't hungry all day because they're repped up by their Adderall, their Vyvanse, and then it wears off so you can go to bed and then you have a lot of hunger. So I see this pattern where people are not eating, not eating, not eating, and then eating, and that actually can cause weight gain. It's not the medication itself causes weight gain, but the pattern of eating majority of calories in the evening creates this night eating syndrome, which makes people gain weight. So that can happen with ADHD medications. And I think now this idea of food noise is really popular. I always try to determine which patients have binge eating disorder versus patients who are thinking about food a lot or maybe overeating. Overeating versus binge eating disorder is very different. So I ask my patients, do you feel like there's a static? Like a TV is on, it's static, and it's just saying food, 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 food. And people who have binge eating disorder have a lot of food, they would say, yes, yes, how'd you know? That's exactly what I'm experiencing. So those are my patients. I'm going to go more for a Vyvanse because that's coming from a different area of the brain than the appetite center, which says you're hungry or you're not. Okay. There's that static going on. So that's why, you know, I really try to define the binge eating disorder. And of course, there's all these DSM criteria, but to really put it into lay terms, that's how I define it.
That's fascinating. Kat and I both struggle with binge eating since we were young and into adulthood, and have both been able to, you know, obviously have that be treated with these medications in a way that never before.
Static analogy is fantastic.
That static one. Yeah, that's so true. It's like it was almost like I couldn't stop. I don't know how to describe it. Like, it wasn't like, I mean, for sure, like when, you know, you overeat sometimes during stress and stuff like that, it's not like that. It's constant. It's all the time. It's going to bed thinking about food. It's everything you're doing. Food's just like right in the back of your mind. And you could be in the middle of eating one meal and be thinking about, you know, what you're going to eat the next meal or at dinner time or the next five meals. Like, it's Mm-hmm. It was constant. And being free of that has left a tremendous amount of capacity for my brain to do so many other things.
Good.
And that has just been life-changing for sure.
With Iveam, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveam makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveam. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
It's the first daily natural vitamin to help support a reduction in the major side effects of GLP-1s. Peptide Vite supports fatigue, nausea, GI side effects, and promotes better metabolism. It is third-party tested, made in the USA, in an FDA-certified facility. Peptide Vite is a game-changer all-in-one daily supplement, pharmacist and physician formulated to be safe and effective. Use code PLUS20 for 20% off at zennutrients.com.
Time for a change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
You interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on the Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity-related diseases and disorders and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to the Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard.
Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.